morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this editorial because, well, this is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, honest to goodness, really ought to be. I wrote today about, I wrote about the Palestinians, but I also wrote about failed socialism because, well, the Palestinians have been feeding off of the world for almost 70 years. For 70 years, they've been considered to be refugees, although the world definition of refugees doesn't even come close to the Palestinians. Most people who are designated to be refugees are refugees for a few years until they get settled in a different country, and once they're in that country, and once they're accepted by that country, and they have a job, they have freedoms, they have rights, they raise a family, they're no longer refugees, but for some reason, the Palestinians are refugees like forever and ever, amen. What it is it's become an incredibly corrupt industry. It's a business. It's a mega billion-dollar business, absolutely every year. And when you look at all the people who are leading the Palestinians, they're rich. How the hell did they get rich? Palestine, or with that territory they call Palestine, is as poor as it comes. There's no industry there. There's no natural resources. There's nothing. There's virtually no employment there. So how did all these people like Hanan Ashrari and Abbas and the whole sordid gang of them, how did they become millionaires? Well, they became millionaires because they're living off the largesse of the world. My country, Canada, and I say this with tremendous shame, is a huge supporter of the Palestinians. So I work my ass off and have worked my ass off. We've employed tons and tons of people, and we've paid taxes, and we paid their share of our share of their taxes. And a lot of that money goes to Palestinians who, well, literally, they hate my guts because I'm Jewish. And what do they do with that money? Well, they feather their own nest. They give it to the leaders of their society. They pay all kinds of bribes. It's a horrible situation. The good news is that UNRWA, which is that agency that was created specifically for Palestinians, for Palestinian refugees, it's become, as I said before, an incredible industry. UNRWA is worth billions of dollars in salaries and perks and benefits and travel and all kinds of stuff for all those people who are there supposedly to help the Palestinian refugees. I don't know how they even call them refugees because they're not. And the other thing, too, there's never been a country called Palestine, ever, 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 never. And if they talk about the Palestinian territories, well, that also included Syria, it included Jordan. There's never been a country called Palestine. The good news, really good news, is that UNRWA is running out of money. And the reason UNRWA is running out of money is because Trump is saying enough is enough. We're not going to continue feeding the United Nations whatever amount of money they want so they can literally pee all over Israel and all over the United States of America and do what they want while we pay the shot. Finally, there's an American leader, a world leader, that's turning around looking at the United Nations and saying you're just a bunch of jokes. And we're not going to pay for it any longer, and they shouldn't pay for it any longer. And that's really a very good thing. So UNRWA is losing all of its influence, which means the Palestinians are in very serious trouble, which means they're going to have to make some hard decisions. I think that decision is going to lead to a massive war with Israel. I don't know who else is going to get involved in that war. Maybe the Iranians through Hezbollah or through Hamas. Who knows? But it ain't going to be good. But the good result is that finally we're going to be fighting over something that we can understand, something that has merit, and we're going to win, which is really important. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. It's radio on Galganov.com. And as I said at the opening, there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, you have a great, great day.